Since racist remarks by members of Darby Township's Briarcliff Fire Company went public, some residents say old wounds have opened and trust has eroded. The fire company was suspended for 30 days. WHYY's Kenny Cooper has more on the fallout.
Over the past week, Tim Eichelman, president of Darby Township's Goodwill Fire Company, has thought about why his squad felt it was important to publicize the racist tirade. It followed a virtual meeting of state, township, and fire company officials to discuss fire services. But the Briarcliff Fire Company didn't get off the call when the meeting concluded. Eichelman, who is white, says the nearly two-hour-long audio recording of vile racist remarks directed at black residents and firefighters is just the tip of the iceberg. Racist misconduct has been noticed within the Briarcliff Fire Company for years, he says, and Briarcliff has evaded trouble.
Letters have been written to the township before about their behavior and their racist remarks, but there's no action taken because nobody ever heard it.
Darby Township is home to 9,000 people. 54% are white, 40% are black. Each of the municipality's three fire companies, Briarcliff, Goodwill, and Darby Township Fire Company, covers about 3,000 residents. The township itself is physically divided into two parts that are separated by other towns. Briarcliff and Goodwill Fire Companies cover the northern end, where most of the white residents live. The all-black Darby Township Fire Company covers the southern portion, where most of the black residents live.
We've had issues where they didn't want to run to the lower end because they said to me was, we don't want to work with them because of what we get. I'm like, what are we getting? You know what we're getting.
Delaware County Councilmember Richard Womack used to be a Darby Township commissioner. During his tenure, Womack says he also heard rumors of misconduct.
We never really had any kind of evidence of it, but even showing up on fires, working together, said sometimes when Briarcliff would come down into the Darby Township area, that they would kind of stand back, say, hey, well, this is not our fire, but, you know, we just here for backup.
There were even concerns that Briarcliff ambulances were not reaching their destinations in the township's southern end in a reasonable amount of time. Allegations Womack described as hard to prove.
But what happened the other day, I tell you, it was an embarrassment. It was a shame.
WHYY News reached out to Darby Township Fire Company, the main target of the racist rant, but the organization declined to comment, citing a pending investigation by the Delaware County District Attorney's Office. WHYY News also reached out to Briarcliff Fire Company leadership, as well as township officials. In a statement reported by CBS3 and the Delco Times after the recorded call was released publicly, the Briarcliff squad questioned the legality of being recorded without its knowledge while also saying that it's taking the complaints seriously. Township Solicitor Michael Pierce says the township will take whatever steps it needs to based on the DA's investigation. In the meantime, some wonder if they can rely on those Briarcliff firefighters to step up in emergencies.
I think the trust is gone. I think the only way you're going to have to do that, you have to start with just cleaning house. That whole leadership would just have to go.
Ashley Dosamore is the co-founder of Delco Resists, a social justice group active throughout the county. She's also a Darby Township resident. Goodwill Fire Company asked her to speak on its behalf during the February 9th commissioners meeting at which the Briarcliff Fire Company was suspended. She's upset that some of her neighbors have been dismissive on social media about the incident.
To me, and I'm sure to many other people, that mean that those people agree with the racist ideologies that those firefighters express and that they will always blindly follow and support public servants no matter what they do, especially if it harms people of color.
Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.